Ziegler. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.
Hello, this is Blake Lindsay. How is your new year going so far? I hope it has had a great start. Are you still working on your New Year's resolutions? If you are like most people, you are starting to rethink how much you really wanted that resolution. Don't stop trying just yet. To keep you on track, I have chosen to share with you today a portion of Mr. Ziegler's goals program. He is going to tell you how to get started on a goals program that will let you run your day by the clock and your life with a vision. Let's listen to Zig Ziegler.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do you set those goals? Heard about a fella, his wife sent him down to the store to buy a ham. He came back with a little bit later and she said, "You didn't have the end cut off." He said, "You didn't tell me to." She said, "I thought you knew. We always cut the end of the ham off." And he said, "Why?" Legitimate question. She said, "Well, because my mama always cut the end of the ham off." He said, "Well, let's call mama and ask her, why did she cut the end of the ham off?" They called mama and mama said, "Well, I cut the end of the ham off because my mama cut the end of the ham off." Fellow said, "Well, we're going to solve this three-generation mystery right now. Let's call Grandma." They called Grandma and said, "Grandma, why do you cut the end of the ham off?" She said, "I cut the end of the ham off because my roaster's too small." Now, Grandma had a reason. Do you have a reason? You see, a goals program will move you from survival, and some people who see this will be in a survival mode, to stability. Then it'll move you from stability to success, and from success to significance. As you set your goals, a light goes on in your future. Hey, I see something there. With a game plan for life, you become more confident and focused on what it is that you really want. But the fact is, you can't be everything to everybody. You can't do everything you want to do and have it all. Now, I know that sounds just a tad bit negative, but that is absolutely true. For example, in America today, there are over 50,000 ways to make a living. That's a bunch of ways to make a living. Now, if you do even one half of 1% of them, you'll starve to death. I think you would agree with that. You got to focus on what it is that you really want to do, because you'd failed at all 50,000 of them. You must keep the main thing the main thing. And what is the main thing? It's a balanced life. What does it mean to you if you made millions and destroyed your health? What would it mean if you climbed to the top of the ladder and your family deserted you, or they grew up in a way that you don't like? See, the problem is, all of your life, you've been told you can't set a goal to be happy. Let's talk about that just for a moment. Is that realistic? Now, let's take a look, if you will, at what it is that everybody wants. Well, everybody wants to be happy and healthy. They want to be prosperous, at least reasonably so. They want to be secure. They want to have friends, peace of mind, good family relationships, and hope for the future. They want to love, and they want to be loved. Now, to get all of those things, you got to deal with all of life. Your personal life, your family life, and your career. You got to deal with the physical, the mental, the spiritual, and the financial. But let's look at that goal. Can you set a goal to be happy? Well, let me ask you some questions. How many of you believe that your health has any bearing at all on your happiness? Can I see your hands, please? All right. How many of you believe there's something you can specifically do that will improve your health or tear your health apart? Can I see your hand? All right. Now, in other words, you're saying that your health has something to do with your happiness and you can do something about your health. Isn't that what you're saying? Don't want to put words in your mouth because that ain't sanitary. But that's really what you're saying, is it not? Okay? So there is something you do. Now, how many of you believe that your prosperity has anything at all to do with your health? Now, I'm not talking about getting filthy rich, but I'm talking about at least having the necessities where you can have a degree of assurance that if you have a blowout, you can still get a new tire and go on with your life. Does your prosperity have anything at all to do with how happy you are? Can I see your hands? All right. Our life gets out of balance when we carry a full academic load and we've got to work full time as well. A natural disaster can throw our life out of balance. Those things just happen. If your company is downsizing and that eliminates you, or it goes bankrupt and you're out of job, then that will, you know, kind of throw your life out of balance. But since the procedures are in your manual, which comes with this program, I'll deal with the steps quickly that we're going to be covering. Now, let me tell you this. The bad news is to put together a goals program. It's going to take you 10 hours or more to organize your program thoroughly. That's about 10% of the time it takes to plan a wedding. But we're talking about planning your life. And a lot of times when I tell people, 10 hours to prepare, they say, oh, I don't have 10 hours. Did it ever occur to you that the reason you don't have 10 hours is you don't have a goals program? Does that make any sense, folks? The answer's still yes, isn't it? Okay, I'll help you with the tough ones. Now, here's the good news. The good news is you will find between 4 and 10 extra hours a week as a direct result of investing the 10 and spending about 15 minutes a day from there on in. See, so much time slips through your fingers because, as a general rule, as you've already discovered, people with nothing to do want to do it with you. How many of you, you know, have noticed that, all right? Now, here's some more good news. When you learn to set one goal, you can set any goal because the formula is the same regardless of them. So let's take a fast look, and I'm going to zip through this because I want you to understand you're getting all of these printed instructions in your manuals, and it's in the performance planner, and it's in my book Over the Top, but I'm still in a sales mode. I want to sell you on these ideas, all right? Step number one is you print, and you've got a dream sheet in your performance planner and in your manual. On your dream sheet, you plant everything you want to be, do, or have. Now, let me tell you something. A lot of people say, oh boy, it'd take 10 dream sheets for me to do all of that, and it'd take me 2 days just to do that. Trust me when I say it will take you roughly an hour to do that. Then what you do is you wait 24 to 48 hours, and you ask yourself, now, why do I want to be, do, or have this? And if you can't answer that one in one sentence or less, then it is not a legitimate goal at that point. And you need to cut it off at that point. Then you need to ask yourself 5 questions, and they're so enormously important. Is this really my goal? Or am I doing this because my granddad told me this is what I ought to do? Do I want to go to that college because that jerk down the street is there? Or do I want to get that new car because that individual has it? Well, that is, really not a legitimate reason. Is it really my goal? And second, is it morally right and fair to everyone concerned? Folks, it's just one of those laws of life. You cannot take advantage of and abuse others and climb to the top over those bodies. You can really have everything in life you want if you'll just have enough other people get what they want. Is this, third question, is it consistent with my other goals? Now, that's important. You might be heading for number one salesperson in the whole world, and on December the 22nd, somebody invites you to go on a two-week skiing trip. Now, the skiing trip would be fun, but is that going to be consistent with being number one? Or wouldn't it be wise to wait until January 2nd to take that trip? Is it consistent? Is it going to take me to those major goals? Can I emotionally commit myself to reach this goal? Now, I say emotionally, people say, well, you know, I'm logical. In a pig's eye, you are. How many of you saw the movie E.T.? How many of you cried? I wasn't even a person. Yeah, you're logical, all right. Yeah, you sure are. We make emotional decisions. Can I see myself reaching this goal? And then number four, ask if I reach all of these objectives, will my life be in balance? And finally, categorize your goals. Short goals are 1 month. Intermediate goals are a year or less, and long range over a year. In other words, it's longer than that. Now remember, some goals must be big. We talked about that earlier. Some goals must be long range. Some goals must be small and daily. Some goals must be ongoing. And some goals must be as a result of consultation. Most goals must be specific. We need to keep reminding ourselves of those things. Otherwise, we might have everything that's going to happen 5 years from today and nothing today. Or we might just be planning for today and forgetting about what's going to happen 5 years. We need to answer those questions. Now, steps 6, 7, and 8, the script is in your manual, your performance planner, and over the top. So I'm not going to be reading that. But there are specific examples you can follow regardless of the objective, whether it's raising positive kids, getting a better education, buying a new car, becoming number one salesperson, losing 37 pounds, getting significant raise, acquiring a new home, being a better mate or parent. And let me say this, the formula is the same. If I were to ask you what 5 times 5 were, you'd be offended. But if I ask you what 3,268 times 1,471 were, I said, give me an answer right now, you'd probably say, what are you talking about? But I give you a pen and paper and say, figure it out, you wouldn't have any trouble because you know the formula. When you learn the formula for setting one goal, you will know the formula for all the goals.
Zig referred to a performance planner. This is a neat goal tracking tool and calendar system. If you are serious about setting and reaching your goals in 2007, we have many resources for you to help you along in your journey. Visit our website at Ziglar.com to see how we can help you make 2007 your best year ever. I get excited every week about the Ziglar Inspire podcast and hope that you'll tell people about it this week. Remember to live your life to your fullest. I'm Blake Lindsay, looking forward to next week when I'll be back with another inspiring podcast from Ziglar.com.
Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.